here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. I'm Brady Cannon along with Josh Applebaum here on a Tuesday, filling in for Patrick Maher and Michael Lombardi. It is Aaron Oster and Ann Goldstone at the controls. Karina Howe and Michelle Gadigadio support the show from down below as we get ready to take you through the next hour of sports betting analysis and topical conversation. Good morning to you, Josh. Great to be with you again, my friend. And let's begin with the 2 p.m. Pacific start in the NFL. Wasn't that a great thing? I love to turn the TV on at 2 p.m. Pacific on a Monday to get the Chiefs and the Bills. This was a very interesting game between two very good football teams and two very good coaches. The most ever attempts for an Andy Reid-coached football team on the ground, 46 rushing attempts for 245 yards, Josh. And that was really the difference. The Bills had a shot. They had some chances, but in the end, it was the Chiefs covering the 5.5 points, 26-17, the final, and the game stays well under the total.
You're exactly right, Brady. And hey, great to be with you here on a Tuesday. A lot to get to, recapping last night, looking at early moves for the NFL week 7. We're already starting to see some line movement. Obviously, we'll get to World Series game 1 tonight. But yeah, just talking about last night, you're totally right, Brady. So what kind of caught my eye just from high level trends, obviously both games you had dogs and favorites split 1-1 ATS totals, both 2-0 to the under. We're starting to see a lot of regression to the under. Remember that first 4 weeks of the NFL season, you had over bonanza. Overs were cashing about 60% clip. Last night, both unders come in and in cash for some contrarian bettors. The key with me with that first total with KC Buffalo, you know, that total was about 57.5, very high to start. Public was leaning over. It fell to 55. Even some 54.5, some bad weather games, but that was a nice hit if you took the under. In terms of the spread here, Brady, to me, this was kind of both an early pro, but also Joe game on the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Chiefs had a really big line move in their favor. The Chiefs opened around -3, even -3.5 at a lot of shops. And early pro bettors jumped on the Chiefs immediately, -3, -3.5, even a little bit of -4. But we saw that line really, really tick up. Got all the way up to -5.5 with the Chiefs. In the end, it didn't matter. No matter what number you got, early, middle, or late, it all cashed for Kansas City. But I think, you know, at one point I was really starting to see, okay, will the Bills go to +6? That's what I was really holding out for. And again, you know, the Chiefs ended up winning by 9. It didn't matter here. But one thing I would take from that game is just because maybe you had bet the Chiefs late -5.5 and covered that number, I think you want to be a little bit careful. You want to make sure you get the best number here. And again, if you're getting the back end of a number after it moved, it may win for you last night with the Chiefs. But if you're doing that long term, I think that's where it can be dangerous and you can really get hit if you're getting bad numbers. But chalk definitely won out right there. Brady, early sharps, public bettors as well. Chiefs continue to roll.
It was cool to watch. I mean, it was not a game plan we had seen Andy Reid employ ever, really. An unprecedented amount of number of attempts on the ground, 46 of them. And it was a well-coached game by both sides, but I think it showed us that the Bills still have a little catching up to do to reach that level of the Chiefs. Good game, though. The Bills have now lost 2 straight. They were pounded by Tennessee last week, and then, of course, the loss to the Chiefs on Monday. Now, next up on the schedule, Josh, are the Jets. But after that, they play the Patriots, and then their schedule beyond that actually gets pretty tough. Now, is it a possible sandwich spot going up against the Jets before facing the Patriots? There's 12.5 juicy points out there for you if you want to back the Jets in this one, Josh.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think as we speak here, Brady, this line is going to move further to Buffalo. Buffalo's on the road this upcoming weekend. You're right, sandwich spot. We look in college, sandwich spots can really, really be profitable because, again, younger players can get kind of overlook a spot and focus on the next opponent here. We'll talk about it later in the show, talking about whether the Jets can go 0-3 through that schedule. Our producer Aaron and I don't see a single game the Jets could win the rest of the year. We'll talk about that later. But this line is moving to the Bills. The Jets have become an auto bet against team 0-6 straight up, 0-6 ATS. I think they're on pace to have, if things continue, the worst point differential possibly in the history of the league. That's how bad it's been with the Jets. But this Bills line is moving up. It's -12. It opened -12, -12.5. It's now up to 13. I would assume it may even get a little bit higher. The Jets will have value in these spots as a divisional dog getting double digits. And that's kind of a grinder system long term that does pretty well. But the Jets are so bad here, Brady. It's tough sweating a team like that. So I agree with you. This is a line we're going to have to monitor throughout the week.
I tell you what, I made the line 14.5 in my own handicap, and I was toying with 17. I felt it was somewhere between 14 and 17. I was surprised it opened. I think it opened as low as 10 or 10.5, but we will see. The nightcap, Josh, was a very different story. Not a very interesting game. And what I thought was really kind of sad, I mean, this game got ugly quickly, and when Dallas did not score on their opening possession, I smelled trouble. Then sure enough, the turnovers ensued, and it was really done in favor of Arizona before it even hardly got started. And I was really surprised to see the Cowboys show up with that type of an effort coming off of their star going down to injury last game, and not just injury, but a devastating injury. And for Dallas to not even be remotely competitive in this game and to really look completely disoriented, I found it pretty unusual.
I'm right there with you, Brady. Again, all about these turnovers, a listless team, awful effort overall. And guess what? Dallas made the Sharps look really, really dumb last night because and you know, we talk about sharp plays that win, Brady, but we also got to be honest and transparent and talk sharp plays when they lose, because the Cowboys were sharp as attack last night. You had even ticket split, even a slight majority bets on Arizona, but the Cardinals opened as around a 3-point road favorite, some 2.5s out there. You had a massive line move where this, an overload of sharp action, big steam came in on Dallas, caused that line to move from Dallas +3 all the way to -1. And wouldn't you know it, sharps look really dumb today, because that was just a blowout and really just awful effort from the Cowboys. I think that's a situational spot. You know, your star player going down, a bounce back type opportunity at home. One thing I would take from that game, though, is, you know, I've seen a lot on Twitter and people saying, man, sharps are so dumb, they got that wrong. And yeah, you're going to eat some crow today if you had backed Dallas. But I would just look at it in terms of sharps aren't going to win every single time. You know, to me, they're going to, if they make 100 bets, they're going to win 55. They're going to lose 45. So even though the pro bettors who move that number, and again, why did the odds makers move that number so big? It's not like they were handing out better points to Arizona or doing it for no reason. They took in big respected money on Dallas. It just didn't come through here. But I would just tell our viewers and listeners, don't let that game poison the well in terms of your view of sharp action. Sharp action will win majority of the time long term. It just looked really, really bad and really, really stupid last night.
Yeah, no, I felt that was definitely an anomaly. That was one of my top plays with the Dallas Cowboys. I thought, boy, if there was ever a spot where this team is going to show up, it's when their star has come off of a devastating injury. And Andy Dalton, certainly, I thought was going to be a capable backup. It did not work. There was much talk during the week how much of a point differential would be proper between Andy Dalton and Dak Prescott. Did you take that into account in your handicap, Josh? Did you adjust, you know, for a certain number of points between the two starting quarterbacks for Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume if Prescott's in there, I mean, Dallas would easily be -3, if not maybe a little higher. But to me, when I look at these spots here, and the reason that I like Dallas is that oftentimes, you know, being a contrarian-minded, value-driven better, I like to buy on bad news, you know, and I like a situation where you can get a team where I think Dallas, the reason why they're so attractive to wise guys is that I think the public perception of the drop-off between Prescott and Dalton was massive, but I don't think it really was that big. You know, obviously Dalton did not play well last night. You had Ezekiel Elliott fumbling nonstop. And in the end, it, you know, obviously Arizona rolled here, but I think in those situations, long-term buying low and kind of betting against the public mentality of, okay, they don't have Dak, they don't have a chance, that ended up being true. But long term, I think those situations are more profitable and more valuable to buy low on bad news instead of selling. So again, pros took it on the chin last night, but that's a sharp move that's going to cash more often than not. Just didn't happen last night.
No, I'm completely with you. I didn't even bother, you know, figuring out Dalton versus Dak and what was the difference in points and their value. I grabbed it as soon as it came out with Dallas being an underdog near a field goal. The way things unraveled, I thought it was the perfect spot for Dallas to respond with possibly their most inspired football of the season. I was speaking with a friend on Twitter last night, and by the way, you can follow Josh at Josh_insights. I am at Las Vegas golfer. And he was laughing about Mike McCarthy going for that 58-yard field goal attempt down by 25 points late in the third quarter. And I said, you know, this entire game is very telling of Mike McCarthy as a head coach, not just that field goal. He thought it was maybe more so telling of Dak Prescott. I disagreed. I thought, you know, if you've got this situation handed on a silver platter to you, and McCarthy just to lay the egg the way he did with his team, I thought that was pretty remarkable.
I'm right there with you. And again, McCarthy, you know, he was remembered as, you know, a good winning coach, offensive guru with the Green Bay Packers, obviously been out of the league a little bit, came back. But yeah, there's something, you know, bad happening in Dallas. I don't know. You have all these offensive weapons. You just can't get them involved. Obviously you have an injury to the quarterback here. Their defense has been porous all season long. One thing I'll point you to, Brady, is I'm looking at a lot of these upcoming week games, and guess what? Dallas is going on the road to Washington this upcoming week, and we're seeing a ton of sharp action hit the Washington football team as a dog. The Cowboys opened this upcoming week, 1 o'clock game on Sunday, as around a 3-point favorite on the road. Even some books open 3.5. This line is now down to 1. So this morning, especially, I woke up, it was around 2. It's now down 1.5 or even 1. Washington would have a lot of value in terms of a divisional dog, live dog at home. Reverse line move in their favor. So if you want to bet against Dallas and want to back Washington here, sharps are eyeing Washington, and you probably want to grab it sooner rather than later. This line may get closer to a pick 'em as we progress through the week.
No, I'm totally with you. I saw the same thing this morning, Josh. I made this line 3 in favor of the Cowboys before that effort we saw on Monday night. And I thought there's no way that number can hold up off of what both the public and professional bettors saw on Monday night. There's no way this team can not only be a road favorite, but like you say, in division. Washington hasn't been completely awful this year. Dallas's defense makes everybody look better. Washington's defense is pretty decent. And I tell you what, in fairness to the Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, whatever, they are really beat up. We know the defense is bad, but they take another hit on the offensive line last night. It's going to be a long recovery for this team if ever it happens this season, Josh.
Totally agree. And that's something that jumped out to me, Brady, too. You know, I was looking at that, you know, every game I look to see, okay, who are the starters, do the injury reports before the game, take that into account with your capping. But that offensive line, you know, that the Cowboys started, I couldn't name any of those guys for you. I mean, we remember the Cowboys, you know, the last few years, it's been Zeke running the ball, a really stout offensive line, bunch of first round picks, bunch of high paid guys. They're playing guys off the street that you've never heard of at this point. And, you know, when you see a porous offensive line, that's just going to make everything much harder and much worse. And now think of it this way, Brady, you have that porous offensive line with Dallas going up against a Washington defensive front that is very stout. A lot of first round picks, gets after the passer. I think that might be a reason why you have some respected money hitting Washington this week, because they like that matchup. Bad offensive line, Dallas, really good pass rush for Washington.
Yeah, and Andy Dalton seemed to be very uncomfortable with the pressure. I thought he was going to fare just fine and put together a great game. I expected that out of the team, but with that offensive line, you know, missing a bunch of its stars and Dalton getting really feeling the pressure of the pass rush, that caused a lot of problems. He threw 2 interceptions. Ezekiel Elliott with 2 fumbles did not help. Let's talk about some developing news here, some breaking news, and it was announced earlier on a number game by Gil Alexander here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. But the word is out that Tua Tagovailoa will start in week 8 for the Miami Dolphins, replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick. They are on a bye this week, Josh. And of course, Tua did come into the game over the Jets, the victory over the Jets last week. Miami, of course, winning that game. Tua did come in, throw a couple of passes, just a little bit of a tune-up, maybe see what they had with the kid. But now, all of a sudden, kind of surprising for a 3-3 Dolphins team that has been looking pretty darn good with wins over the Jets and 49ers the last couple of weeks. Now they make a change at quarterback.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. I saw that tweet. Obviously, it's exciting if you're a Dolphins fan because, you know, Tua represents the future and kind of a bright future if you believe in his talent. And, you know, one thing to me, it's like, you know, you're 3-3. You're right neck and neck there with a playoff spot. Bills lead the AFC East 4-2, but the Miami Dolphins are right behind them. It was kind of a weird type of situation here. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't continue to go with Fitzpatrick, but, you know, we do have Flores, disciple of Belichick. He's confident making this move. So you got to hand it to him a little bit. You know, one thing I would look at, and something that a lot of bettors should keep in mind as they progress throughout the season, is teams coming off a bye week. You know, there's a great system that was able to cash with the Detroit Lions this past week, where they went into Jacksonville and blew them out. But if you get in a situation, a team off a bye, extra rest, extra time to rehab injuries, but really coaching staffs, extra time to game plan. And Flores is the type of Belichick disciple where it's all about game planning for that one opponent, that one week. But what I look for is road favorites off a bye. You see a big distinction between road favorites off a bye versus dogs off a bye. It really benefits a better team with, you know, better coaching staff, betting players. So it did cash with Detroit there. So I'll just look moving forward. You know, I think the looks like the Dolphins next game, they are going to play.
They're going to play the Rams.
The Rams, yeah, versus the Rams. So that's going to be a tight spot there. That's going to be, you know, we'll have to wait for the line, but just keep in mind, road favorites off a bye. That's a system that cashes pretty good year to year.
With exciting college and pro football action every week, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. In addition, VSiN is reporting live from the Mandalay Bay every weekend to bring you the analysis of the best matches. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We'll be right back right here on the Lombardi Line on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. Use expert guidance with our weekly football betting, and now VSiN, the sports betting network, is providing all access to everything we offer for the rest of the football season for only $129. From now through Super Bowl Sunday, you get our weekly digital betting guides with power ratings, predicted scores, and consensus picks for the games each week, access to our 24/7 live video stream, and daily email updates featuring the best bets from every show host and guest, breaking news, advanced stats, and game previews on VSiN.com. Plus, our 2020-2021 bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge this season. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to get your football midseason special today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Brady Cannon and Josh Applebaum with you inside the Lombardi Line here on a Tuesday, filling in for Patrick Maher and Michael Lombardi. And Josh, you and I were talking about the Miami Dolphins, of course, deciding to go to Tua Tagovailoa as their starting quarterback. They have a bye week this week. They will come back in week 8. And we were talking about the Detroit Lions coming off of their bye week and getting a win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, my theory with bye weeks, and I like the Lions because they were in a little bit of disarray and the bye week kind of allowed them to get their stuff together and they responded with a nice effort. Conversely, with the Packers, who were on an absolute roll, the bye week interrupted that for them. And of course, they lost to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Miami's on a little bit of a roll. The bye week could interrupt things for them, and I might be looking initially to bet on the Rams in week 8.
I totally agree with you. And that's a great point here. And remember, you know, when we're looking at bye weeks, they can help or hurt. You know, I think in general, to me, again, does it kill your momentum? Does it stop your momentum? You would like to have a bye week and maybe reset versus having momentum, have a bye the foot off. Lean a lot on, you know, how does your coaching staff handle bye week? They handle the time off. Are you a banged up team where the bye week coming at a good time where you have a lot of guys, you know, bumps and bruises and can come back here. But again, we'll have to see how this line opens with the Rams and the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, with here, you know, there's a high ceiling, but also you don't know what you're going to really get from him in his first NFL start. But again, to me, the discrepancy is I really like those favorites off a bye. It's a little chalky, but when you're favored to win, you know, that bye more than if getting points.
Well, Josh, a team that is probably in more than just a bye week would be the New York Jets. And of course, we see this every season. Last year was the Miami Dolphins, the aforementioned Miami Dolphins, where I believe they started out 0-6 or 0-7. And there was talk of, you know, would they go 0-16? Now a proposition bet is up at stores all over the world. Will the Jets go 0-16? I saw the yes at plus 350. I saw the no at, I believe, minus 450. So the favorite, of course, is that they will get a win or two this season. But if you look at their schedule, the schedule that they have coming up, the teams remaining are 33-22, 11 games over 500. And two of those teams that they are playing will be the Chargers, who are 1-4, and they get the Patriots twice, who are 2-3. Those are arguably the two best teams in the league with losing records right now. So this is not an easy road to hoe for the New York Jets if they want to get a victory this year.
Thing is, when you go into the season, there are some season-long props that get a lot of attention from public bettors, and they're always, will a team go undefeated, you know, 1-16? A lot of times, we'll take in a lot for one of those two things to happen. Almost year in and year out, the no, you know, pretty much always cashes. What's funny to me is I'm kind of going the other way. I like the value on yes at plus 370. This is a team that is in disarray. I think the difference between last year, Miami Dolphins, they started off terrible, but you could tell they were building something. They had a new coach. They had young players. They were making progress. I see the Jets getting worse and worse every single week. I'm seeing one book here offering, you know, odds on next head coach to be fired. Adam Gase is around a minus 200 favorite. Marone plus 200. Patricia plus 500. Lynn plus 700. But let's just go through this schedule here, Brady. You tell me where you see a win versus Buffalo. That's a loss. They're 13-point dog. Kansas City, New England, loss. LA, I agree with you, maybe a shot there, but that's on the road. Versus Miami, versus Vegas. There's no way they're going to Seattle and winning. I don't think the Rams at Los Angeles either. Cleveland Browns, you never know. And then finishing off in New England. Brady, do you see any wins there? Because I don't.
I really don't. Now, the Jets and the Patriots have always had an odd marriage, and the Jets always seem to pull off some weird game against the Patriots, whether it be the Rex Ryan years or what have you. The Cleveland Browns, like you say, a possibility. Chargers, the Raiders, you know, they're known to lay an egg now and then, but no. I mean, I would almost want to take the plus 350 on the yes, and I almost think they are resigned to that more so than teams we've seen in the past as well, Josh. When we come back, we'll talk about an entire division that is really struggling. This is the Debbie Downer show of the Lombardi line, Josh. It's the NFC East next. Stay tuned. We'll be back right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. Lombardi line from the Indeed.com studio at South Point Casino. If you need a hire, you need Indeed. You need more at Indeed.com/credit. Manscaped.com has the tools for your family jewels. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off at Manscaped.com with the promo code VSIN20. Brady Cannon and Josh Applebaum with you inside the Lombardi line. And we come off of the talk about the New York Jets going 0-16 possibly into the NFC East. The show, Josh, feels like a replay of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Discussing betting opportunities now in the NFC East, and they were all going to play each other this week. The entire division collectively has 5 wins, and not one of those has come against a team with a winning record. Dallas has wins over Atlanta and the Giants, and Washington, of course, has a win over Philadelphia. The Giants have a win over Washington, and then Philadelphia has a win over the San Francisco 49ers, who are at 3-3. You do have the Giants playing the Eagles this week, and then, of course, we discussed this a little earlier, Washington playing Dallas. Now, the Giants and the Eagles, I made this line 3. And I was really surprised to see it open up at 6.5. And then you had the injury news with Zach Ertz, and all of a sudden this came crashing down. I personally don't think Zach Ertz in a tight end is worth 3.5 points or whatever it is. I think people just kind of thought this line was a little bit inflated. Of course, the injury news was part of that. But, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles favored by nearly a touchdown over anybody seems a little screwy to me, Josh.
No, I'm right there with you, Brady. Yeah, this was a game. I was writing a lot of the capsules for Points Spread Weekly. Reminder, you know, you can sign up at vsin.com/subscribe, get our PSW digital magazine. But this was one that really jumped out to me. Thursday night game, a lot of smart money has come in on the New York Giants. I think I agree with you, Brady. I think it just the line was too high. It opened up, you know, some books opened up at like -7 with the Eagles at home, which I think is a little bit crazy. The funny thing is the public, they still are really anti-biased, you know, Daniel Jones and the Giants, and kind of still believe in the Eagles. They still have that, you know, Super Bowl memory of a couple of years ago. And the Eagles are getting a majority of bets on a Thursday night. And we do have to admit, Thursday night football, you know, historically home favorites do pretty well on the short week just in general. But a ton of smart money is flooded in here across the market on it's causing this a huge line move. You know, Giants were +7, +6.5. They're all the way down to 4. I'm seeing some even some 3.5s out there. And the Giants match quite a few systems overall. I mean, you talk about the injuries to the Eagles, who are just decimated by injuries, especially skill position guys. But the Giants would match some kind of just you know, systems that I really, really like to play. Number one, road divisional dogs. Divisional games tend to be very close games. Another one to keep an eye out this week would be Seattle, Arizona, where Seattle is around a 3.5 point favorite. I think that line to Arizona has value. But with this G-men game, road divisional dog, also a low total game of 44. I've seen some smart money on that under 45 down to 44. But another system that I love this year, Brady, is in this weird COVID year where you really don't have a lot of home field advantage, road teams with a line move in their favor, a road team where you see the line go in their direction toward them and not against them, it's cashing at about a 64% clip covering the number this year. So I'm right there with you. The G-men, ton of value, and also the under in that Thursday night game.
It feels to me, Josh, and Daniel Jones is still a project that I think probably has a long way to go. Obviously, no Saquon Barkley doesn't help the effort overall for this offense. But it feels to me like this team has room to improve or is improving more so than the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe Judge feels to me like he is figuring this out a little bit game by game, and they are improving, you know, where they can with the limited talent that I think they have overall. But Philadelphia was a team that was loaded with talent, but continues to, you know, come up short of expectations as well as lose players to injury. So it feels like these teams are going a little bit in the opposite direction, as is the line.
I agree with you. And I think, you know, the Giants remind me a little bit like the Dolphins last year, where they were just really bad to start, new coach. But I agree. This is a team that seems to be trending up a little bit. Obviously, Daniel Jones, he gets a lot of criticism. He turns the ball over. He still makes some bad mistakes. But I think you may have something there if you're a Giants fan. And again, they seem to be making a little bit of progress. You look at covering the number, the Giants are 1-5 straight up. Finally got their first win last week, even though Washington was able to cover that number 20-19. However, the Giants are 3-3 ATS. So they've been decent in terms of betting on them, you know, pretty much dogs in every one of these games here. But I would look toward, you know, our previous graphic, looking at who's going to win this awful NFC East. I still think the Eagles +140 have a little bit of value in terms of what quarterback are you betting on? The Cowboys with Dalton, you know, the Eagles obviously here with Carson Wentz, the Giants with Jones, Washington with Allen, or maybe Haskins. You don't really know what's going to happen there. I seem to think coach quarterback Eagles still have value, but this division is definitely a toss up. Brady, if you had to make a bet, who wins this NFC East?
Boy, I tell you, after seeing the Cowboys last night, and I know as bettors, we're trained not to react to just one performance. And you know, no team is as bad as their worst game, and no team is as good as their best game, is probably a pretty accurate statement. But I think it's very difficult to bet on the Cowboys right now. They do not look like they're going to be recovering from the loss of Dak Prescott anytime soon. I think the Eagles probably are the play. You know, our producer, Aaron, brought up there probably will be a prop bet coming up pretty soon here, Josh, on the under over the total for the number of wins for the division winner in this division. And what's that going to be? 5.5, 6.5 for the number of wins for the division winner in the NFC East?
No, it's crazy. Yeah, I was thinking maybe the winner goes 8-8, but it may even be worse. It may winner
goes
7-9.
I'd take the under on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think the thing here is, you know, we haven't seen a lot of divisional games yet. We've started to see a couple come in here. But once we get these divisional games, then we're going to see, okay, do you see any sweeps? Does one, you know, does Washington, you know, beat the Eagles or whatever it may be? These divisional games will have a lot to say with who wins this division. But you're totally right. This is just a tough division to bet on. And I think you saw Mike Lombardi made a great point last week where he had the Rams really, really high, highly rated with his power ratings. But maybe it was a little bit skewed because they got so many wins in that division. And you did see the 49ers kind of cash that that primetime game there. But yeah, that's a putrid division, just top to bottom.
The other divisional game in the NFC East that'll take place in week 7 in the NFL is the Cowboys. We discussed this briefly earlier, a road favorite at Washington. I made the game 3 before the Monday night affair. This morning I said there's no way that line isn't coming down. And sure enough, we're now seeing the Dallas Cowboys, still a road favorite, but down to 1.5 points, Josh, about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, real quick, we touched on it earlier, but a ton of smart money showed up on Washington immediately when the line opened, +3, +2.5, even a +2. Line's now down to 1. Does this get to a pick 'em? But a big move here toward Washington.
He is Josh Applebaum. I am Brady Cannon. This is the Lombardi Line. And next up, we wrap up the show talking baseball. So fired up. My favorite deal in sports, postseason baseball, Josh. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays and the Fall Classic. We'll discuss it next right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. MGM Sports, as baseball fans gear up for the World Series wagering, register today and win $100 in free bets. Just place a $1 money line wager on any World Series game, and if any player in the game hits a home run, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Simply use the bonus code VSIN100 when you sign up to take advantage of this offer. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the app today and use bonus code VSIN100 to win $100 in free bets if a home run is hit in a World Series game. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, and 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. It is the Lombardi Line. Brady Cannon and Josh Applebaum here with you on a Tuesday, filling in for Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher, and it is World Series Game 1 tonight in the bubble in Arlington between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. And there's been some talk this week, Josh, and it's kind of ironic. We have this shortened season, the sprint, the 60-game sprint, where people really took some flyers on some oddities happening. But here we are with the two favorites. The top two teams in baseball end up in the World Series. We have Tyler Glass now facing Clayton Kershaw, and the Dodgers are about a -170 favorite in the game. The take back on the Rays is +155. And the series price is virtually identical. The Dodgers about -175-ish, and the take back on the Rays in the neighborhood of +160. Did you do anything with the game or the series, Josh?
Yeah, so I placed an early series bet on the Dodgers. You know, what's funny is these two teams, the way they've gotten to this World Series, you know, and by the way, Brady, I love betting baseball, and I'm excited to bet World Series right along with you. But kind of the way they've gotten there, a little bit different. Both teams won game sevens, but we actually saw Tampa Bay race out to a big lead, almost blow it, but still win that game seven against Houston. Whereas the Dodgers came through for a lot of people who had series prices on them or had bought them low when they were down 2-0 or down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves, getting some plus money. And now they won that game seven, are in the Fall Classic as we speak now. But you're right, Brady. You know, I'm looking at BetMGM. Their odds are a little bit longer here, where the Dodgers are a minus 200 favorite to win this series, 67% implied probability, Tampa Bay plus 165 dog. What I'm seeing for this game here tonight, tickets are split right down the middle. Public really doesn't know where to go. They respect the Dodgers. They probably think the Dodgers are the better team, but the Rays getting plus 165 in a playoff game, or plus 155-ish tonight in a playoff game, that's kind of appealing. Well, I lean a little bit to the Dodgers tonight, as well as the series. It's a little bit chalky, but tickets are even, yet we did see this line move toward the Dodgers here. They opened at around minus 165. A lot of these books are up to around minus 170-ish. And I put a lot of faith into historical systems when we look at the World Series. So if you look at the past decade or so, World Series favorites win 60% of the time. We've also seen favorites do very well this postseason. They're 31-16, 66% overall. But if you're worried about laying that big number with the Dodgers, Brady, this under has taken a lot of respected money here tonight with Glasnow and Kershaw on the mound. You have 2/3 of bets. The public is taking the over, kind of remembering the Dodgers, you know, scoring 15 runs, cashing the over in the first inning in the previous series. And, you think, okay, they got to at least, score 8 runs or more. But this total opened at 8, 2/3 of bets are on the over, yet the total has fallen to 7.5. So a lot of respected money hit that under 8. I've even seen some sharp money hit under 7.5. You look here, the juice on the under minus 7.5 is minus 115. So still liability exists here on the under. Rays have been 9-5 to the under so far this postseason. The Dodgers are 6-6. The under this playoffs is 55%. And also keep an eye out for Brady. We're going to have to look at monitoring the roof here in this in the Rangers Stadium Globe Life Field, because that is a retractable roof. And when it's open, you want to know wind can blow a lot in or out. So that could definitely benefit one way or the other. It looks like wind is kind of right to left. No way either way. If they close the roof, that's good to an under here. So I guess a long-winded answer of saying Dodgers series price, I see value. And I did place a series bet tonight, a little bit of line move to the Dodgers, but also sharp money under. But what's your take on this game in this series, Brady?
Well, let me ask you first, and I want to get to the MVP talk as well. But let's go over the exact series finish, and this will kind of give you my take. I lean with the Dodgers as well. I think these are the best two teams in baseball. I'm really happy that we're getting this series. When the Rays were down to the Astros and the Dodgers were down to the Braves, I was really hoping that it would not end up that way, and I got my wish here. I'm really excited. And, the odds will tell you, as far as an exact series finish, the odds are not that much of a long shot for this thing to go 7 games. I think it has a really good shot to go 7 games, and I'm like you, I kind of lean Dodgers. So if you look at the Dodgers to win in 7, that's 4-1. I don't think that's too bad right there, Josh. I mean, it's really kind of the star-studded lineup of Los Angeles against the pitching of Tampa Bay. I think this could easily go 7 games.
I'm right there with you. And again, look at what the odds makers are telling you. What are the shortest odds on the screen here? Again, the plus 350, the plus 400, Dodgers winning in, 6 games or 7 games. So I'm right there with you. I think it's going to be a long series. Obviously Rays winning, sweeping 4-0 is 22-1. I think that's, nothing's impossible, but I don't see that happening, but I'm with you. I think these are two evenly matched teams. It's going to be great to watch. And I do think I have seen some prop bets, the Rays, plus 1.5 games, close to around even money, that sort of thing. But I lean Dodgers. I think the depth of the Dodgers, their pitching, I would give a little more to their lineup as well. Tampa Bay, it's crazy. They get so much out of so little, and I think this is going to be a very competitive series. I would also look at series prices each game. How does it develop? Do the Rays jump out to a 2-0 lead or win game one, and you can buy low on the Dodgers, that sort of opportunity. But I'm with you. I see a long series here, but I give the edge to the Dodgers. I think there's a reason why they're a minus 200 favorite to win the series. And Brady, they've been in this spot so many times. They got to win a World Series at some point.
Yeah, I grew up a San Francisco Giants fan hating the Los Angeles Dodgers. But since coming to Las Vegas, I've started to just root for the West Coast in general. And, there's something in me that would like to see Clayton Kershaw finally get what he, I believe, deserves. He's a remarkable player, and it'd be nice to see him get that World Series ring. Who's going to get the MVP trophy? And Mookie Betts is the favorite, deservedly so. He was fantastic in the series with the Atlanta Braves. Braves, even though Corey Seager with the 5 home runs did get the nod there. Mookie Betts is 5-1 to get the MVP, Seager at +750. And then, of course, the star for the Tampa Bay Rays, the Rice and Sand Man, Randy Arozarena at 8-1. What a thrill he was for this club in the postseason and on down the line there. Anything that looks attractive to you in the MVP market, Josh?
Yeah, a lot of great names to pick from here, Brady. And of course, Arozarena has been incredible. You know, I would lean a little more to the Dodgers guys just in general. You know, we talk about, you know, Super Bowl MVP and you lean to the quarterbacks. I would lean here toward the Dodgers players, expecting them to win the series. Therefore, the MVP will likely be a Dodger. Betts, obviously, +500, very intriguing. But I'll tell you, my favorite guy is Corey Seager here. I think you're getting a little bit of plus money, +750. I like that he's not the favorite. He's hitting in the two slot. He's seeing the ball. I mean, if you have watched, and I've really either bet on or against the Dodgers pretty much every game this playoffs, especially this last series, Seager was dialed in. I think he's seeing the ball great. I think Mookie getting on base, probably scoring a lot of runs. But flashy numbers like RBIs and home runs, to me, Seager +750 has a lot of value. Even Bellinger, 10-1. If he can hit a couple bombs for you, play great defense in center, that would be intriguing to me as well. So I'd look at Seager and Bellinger, though. Those would be my top two. But Brady, any of these names jump out to you?
Yeah, I'll tell you the two guys that I took a look at. And one was Justin Turner. And basically, I just went down from the favorites. Seager makes a ton of sense. So does Betts. I mean, 5-1 is even not a bad price on a guy that's that good at baseball. He's really incredible. But I looked at Justin Turner for something as far as a little bit longer shot. The guy is very clutch, and he wasn't outstanding in the league championship series. The average is still up there pretty decent as far as his postseason numbers, but I've seen the guy come up with very clutch hits. He can be a big RBI man. At 11-1, I didn't think that was a bad price, but the one I really like, Josh, is Clayton Kershaw. I think this could possibly be a sympathy vote, and I just talked about the guy finally getting a World Series ring that I think a lot of people would like to see him get. His career really has deserved it. And he could have the chance to pitch 3 different games. He could get 3 different W's. And if he does that, he's probably certainly the MVP. So 15-1, I thought Kershaw deserved a look as well.
No, I think it's a great point there. Kind of like Russell Wilson, MVP NFL, you know, he's never won it. So maybe that's a part of the story as well. But yeah, if you see Kershaw, maybe go, you know, 2-0 with a 1.5 ERA in the World Series and the Dodgers win, boom, I think there's a lot of value there. You're totally right. I'm a little intrigued by Max Muncy as well, 18-1. He's a guy who hits, you know, 3-4 in that lineup, tons of RBI opportunities. If he hits a couple bombs for you, you know, remember that game where they scored 1 million runs in the first inning against the Braves, he had a grand slam there. So that's another guy, 18-1. I think there could be some value as well. Walker Buehler, 18-1 too. I don't know if he's been throwing the ball that great. So I would lean a little bit there. I like your play basically on Kershaw. Still going Seager and intrigued by Muncy.
All right, Josh, we'll wrap it up with a best bet. Do you have anything for tonight or later in the week as far as a best bet for the listeners and the viewers?
Yeah, so I like the Dodgers game one here tonight. A lot of favorite systems, a lot of line move systems in general. But a lot of NFL bets, I think today is a great day to try to beat a couple closing lines. Number one, the New York Giants, that Thursday night game. I think if you're getting a 4, that's good value there. I could see that going to 3.5. Another one that I looked at was San Fran and New England. Patriots are banged up and in a weird way right now, and New England open as a 3-point favorite. That line's fallen to 2.5, so I see some value if you can get San Fran key number 3. And then also, Brady, in your neck of the woods by the VSiN headquarters in Vegas, Tampa Bay, Vegas. I'm looking at Vegas +3. That line is pretty much 3. It's coming down to 2.5. You can get the key number there, heavily bet game. Give me the Raiders with a field goal.
Yeah, I'm with you on all of the above there, Josh. As far as my play, I couldn't get the 3 on the 49ers against the Patriots, so I did a 2-team 6-point teaser. Teased the Niners up to 8.5 with the Tennessee Titans up to 7.5. That is my best bet for the week. Great being with you, my friend. You enjoy your day tomorrow. Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher will be back here at the desk, and that's going to do it for us. Next up is Jonathan Von Tobel on the Edge. Keep it here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.